Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 6, and the week's topic is Marketing Tactic Insights. Today, our focus is Less is More, and works with truth number 5 in the book, Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. The topic for today is Less is More. And this comes from truth number 5 in the book, Marketing God. And the title of that truth is To Communicate Well, Less is More. You know, we are in a society that seems to celebrate more, doesn't it? So in that context, sometimes it feels like we need to communicate more as well, because why not? Everyone else is. But I would offer that to communicate well, less is very much more. And I will explain. But first, let's start with the Bible verse. The verse that we used in the book is Psalm 37:16, and it reads like this: Better is a little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. As I reflect on the psalm, what comes to mind for me is that it is better to do a few things really well than many, many things poorly. And that is so very true in marketing. Wait a second, Donna, you might be saying. Your last podcast, you just said that moments matter. Yes, moments do matter, but I did not encourage you to participate in every moment. The key to effective marketing is to be really clear, really focused, and to do that often, you actually need to do less. You don't need to do more. You don't have to do every moment. You have to do what is really clear and true for your brand. We have talked through these podcasts of all sorts of options for you to consider as you're trying to get your message out there, from advertising and promotion to newsletters or signage. We've talked of email campaigns and social media. The list just goes on and on. But that does not mean that you should do all of them. It does mean that you need to consider a few basic things. Who are you trying to reach? Recall that we spent a whole week talking about target audience. Who is that audience? Who are you trying to reach? What is the most effective way of reaching them? That's the second piece you have to really, truly consider. And thirdly, what is your brand promise? What is the message that you need to share? Those items need to be at the center of all of your messaging. What we are talking about here is that we do not want to do communication upon communication ad nauseum, if you will, sharing every little detail, sharing fragmented thoughts, putting posts out all the time, sending multiple emails. Many times we find that people are communicating just to say how much they've been doing. But this is key. It's not about the number of times that you get something out there. It's about being really clear, having focus, and having a very consistent message. That is going to have a far greater impact than tons of messages that do not connect to each other, or more importantly, to the participant, the person you're trying to reach. If you send out tons of messages that don't connect with each other, you know what's going to happen? The people you're trying to reach, they're just going to be confused. They won't know what to expect from you. They won't know what you're really trying to tell them. I don't know about you, but I seem to be on a ton of email lists. And it seems that even as I unsubscribe from one, another three show up in my inbox. If this is true for you, one of the things I'd ask is, how many of all those emails you receive do you actually read? Do you actually open up? For me, I would say of all the ones I receive, I suspect maybe 4 to 5 of them I actually open and read. Why might that be? For me, it's because I know what I'm getting. I know which communication is clear, is relevant, and consistent. Importantly, usually those that I read are not bombarding me every day. Put yourself in the shoes of the person you're trying to reach. What are they looking for? Are they looking for emails every single day and multiple times a day? Are they looking for a few clear things that help them truly understand what you're all about? There's a few emails, staying on the email concept a bit here, that I do really like. One great example is from Bishop Robert Barron. I tend to always open his emails. Why? Because they're very direct. They're to the point. I know what I'm going to get out of them. His emails to me reflect the less is more philosophy. Another email that I always open is from Legatus. Do you know that organization? It's a wonderful Catholic faith-based organization for business owners. And I know that when I get an email from them, I can trust the information that's in there. They're going to have done a great job of compiling information that's relevant to me. It's informative. So many of the people that you were trying to reach are asking the same types of questions. Is this important to me? Is it relevant to me? So I offer the thought that if you communicate less by being really focused, that's going to go so much farther with all these people that you're trying to reach. I get it. The secular world out there is saying more, more, more. That's all they demand. But more often creates confusion. Don't fall into that trap, my friends. Remember our psalm from today. Better is a little that the righteous has. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself a little bit, are there times that your organization does more for the sake of doing more? What would it look like to communicate less? Let me give you a word about next week. Next week, we are going to delve into the topic of marketing and teamwork. And I have to tell you, this is a great topic. It is one that I get asked about all the time. So I look forward to seeing you next week at our next podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.